What could be the most important program in the new Department of Homeland Security has received little attention so far, but it does have an imposing title, the Directorate for Information Analysis and Infrastructure Protection. The Bush administration hopes it will soon be the gathering place for all information related to potential terrorist threats and a starting point for government response. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The road to the attacks of September 11th was paved with missed clues, information that wasn't shared, connections that weren't made. Why did a man named Mohammed Atta abandon a small plane on a Miami runway? Why were two hijackers allowed to enter the U.S. even though they were suspected terrorists?
It's clear that there was an embarrassing and frankly outrageous disconnect.
Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut says that should change now with creation of the new Department of Homeland Security. The agency is supposed to bring all terrorist-related information gathered by the government under one roof.
Where hopefully someone will be able to connect the dots, see a terrorist threat coming, and stop it before it attacks.
The new department will have no power to collect its own intelligence, except what's already brought in by those agencies such as the Customs Service that will become part of Homeland Security. But the law does require that all other government agencies, including the CIA and the FBI, provide Homeland Security with any information that relates to terrorist threats. Homeland Security analysts are expected to match that information with other data received from state and local law enforcement and from the private sector. Philip Zelikow heads the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia.
People have really mostly heard about this department, that it's going to make things more efficient by consolidating all these agencies. But perhaps the best reason for the new department is that it's creating a capacity to do things that nobody in the government is doing now.
And that involves something else the intelligence unit is supposed to do. It's required to draw up an inventory of the nation's critical infrastructure, things such as bridges, power grids, and computer systems, and to determine which of these assets are most vulnerable and how best to protect them. Then, says Zelikow, that information is supposed to be shared with whoever needs to know.
There's no mechanism now that kind of does the analysis of, say, the vulnerability of the Houston Ship Channel and then matches that against what we actually know about the terrorist organizations and what they're working on and thinking about, and then cycles that back into recommended protective measures to be taken at the Ship Channel.
The new intelligence unit, he says, is supposed to be a hub for information, not a dead-end repository. It will take extraordinary coordination, not only within the federal government, but also with state and local officials and with businesses, which operate almost all of the nation's critical infrastructure. The new unit will also run the government's color-coded warning system. Local law enforcement officials hope this means the alerts will become more meaningful. Tommy Farrell is the sheriff of Adams County, Mississippi, and president of the National Sheriffs Association.
Quite frankly, that notification system has not worked. In most cases, local sheriffs such as myself usually receive our alert notices on CNN.
He says the new intelligence unit has to work closely with people like him.
If there's a sleeper cell or if there's an activity going on in any part of the country, the first information is going to come through a local law enforcement agency. And unless that information is shared with someone, what's the purpose of securing the information?
In fact, the new Undersecretary for Information Analysis is expected to make sure that all levels of government share any information that might help stop another terrorist attack. How it will all work, of course, is the question. Despite assurances from the administration, there are concerns about how privacy rights will be affected. And Randy Larson of the nonpartisan Answer Institute for Homeland Security says it won't be easy getting all the agencies to cooperate.
Some people do want to protect their information, and sometimes it's for very good reasons, but it's going to take very aggressive leadership.
White House Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge will likely head the new department, and the president is expected to choose John Gannon, a former deputy director of the CIA, as Ridge's undersecretary for information analysis. Larson says the administration also has to worry about staffing the new analysis unit.
Look, there's only so many people really well qualified to do this. If we start creating lots of new centers, where's all this new talent going to come from?
For now, analysts will be borrowed from the CIA and other intelligence agencies. The new law also allows the administration to contract with private sector analysts. Zelico of the Miller Center says a bigger challenge might be that the analysts will get overwhelmed with too much information. And instead of dots to be connected, it might all look like a blur. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.